Hey guys, welcome to the Long and Short of It with Tim and Greg. And I got something I'm going to share with you that you're not going to believe. So hold on tight.
Fighters, get your hard hats, put your seatbelts on. It is time for another episode of the Long and the Short of It with Tim and Greg. You're going to talk sales. You're going to talk communication. You're going to talk leadership. You're going to talk anything under the sun that will help you grow as a human being and as a business person. And I'm super excited to hear what the boys bring us here today. Without further ado, here's Tim and Greg. Hey, if you look at all the time you spend in the sales process and then you divide that time out by all the people that waste your time, you're going to want to grab our guide over at thecontractorfight.com/cheap. This short guide will help you spot a tire kicker a mile away. It'll help you spot somebody who will never be your customer so that you don't invest crazy amounts of time on the wrong prospects. All right. So if you want to shave your estimating time in half, you're running around time in half, and sell projects to people who actually give a crap about who you are, what you do, and the value that you bring, head to thecontractorfight.com/cheap and get the guide that we have for you today.
So guys, welcome aboard. Greg is with me. Greg, just witnessed something that very few people do. In the state of Massachusetts, I am unable to record my phone calls for training, but my phone was ringing. We were getting ready to hit record. Greg and I are looking at each other, recording this. We see each other's face on our computer, and I took that call live. So Greg, this lady calls me, and she found me on Google. Tell me what you heard.
From the overall conversation was just, it's a very light, and you were definitely the Tim that I know, and you were just hanging out with her and, you know, asking her questions about her problem and seeing if you could even help her.
Right, but how long do you think I was on that call?
3 minutes, 4 minutes?
Three minutes, top. What did I find out from her in 3 minutes?
How she found you.
Right.
That she has an issue, or what her issue is. A general idea. She has a pond issue. You found out where she's located.
Right.
And you directed her to your website.
Right. I also found out that she was 60 years old and she's not mobile and she's tried to fix things herself. And how much do you think I talked out of that 3 minutes?
10%, if that.
If that. And what I guess the thing is, I mean, this lady just spilled all over me. She asked me where I was. And what did I say to her? She asked me, where are you located?
You said, I'm not going to tell you that. Then you're going to know where I live and you're going to stalk me.
Right. Right. Of course, now that's me. That's me horsing around, right? But she knows she's not talking to just Joe Schmo chucking a truck. This is Tim, man. I'm the pond guy, right? So she thinks, well, that's kind of far away. What did I tell her? Do you remember?
It wasn't that far.
No, I'm not inviting you over my house. Don't worry about it.
Right. Yes.
Right. So the whole conversation goes like this back and forth. She has a problem with her water feature, and I'm not writing anything down because I'm just picking up the phone. And I told her, she wants to get on a first date. She has to send me some pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll have a call. That's our second date. We'll figure things out from there. But she just spilled all over me. This communication, this way we communicate, the way we teach in the contractor fight, in the battleground, this is not a horse and pony show. This is me. If I was not true to myself, Greg, if I was trying to make believe that it was somebody else, this would never work. This is not a list of questions that we give people to say. This is me being myself. If you've tried to, I mean, when we first started learning how to communicate with people, you tried to force the conversation. What was that like?
Sure, we all do. It's awkward, you know. You're not being yourself, so you're destined to fail. So the way I imagine this is, it is kind of similar to dating, Tim, right? We give our best impressions up front for the first couple, and then after that, you kind of start letting loose a little bit, and then you kind of get the real, you know, side of people, and to see if your personalities mesh.
Yeah, that's it. But she knows who she's dealing with, and I don't know if I can even help her yet, because she's going to send me pictures. But I tell you what, she knows who I am, she knows what I'm about, and she knows I probably can help her. She's got the real me, and I'll be the same person when she meets me as I am on the phone. But if you're trying to force something that you're not, I mean, you got to create your own style, man. You just got to be yourself. And, you know, that's one thing I can tell you, you know, even what we do, Greg, in our coaching, in the contract fight. Tom tells us, just be you, do you. Don't try to be somebody else. So, Greg, I'm really excited, and I'm happy that you heard that conversation. That's how shit really rolls, and it's always the same. It's the same conversation every time. So,
yep, and she was happy to go on your website and send you the pictures. She was excited about it.
Right. She's doing it right away. She's probably doing it right now, saying, I can't wait. I don't want to disappoint Tim. I want him to get to come to my house and figure stuff out with me. Yeah. What a beautiful conversation, man. Everyone should be like that. Everybody that gets on the phone with you needs to know what you're all about. So don't hide behind words. Don't hide behind your website. Don't hide behind your reputation, man. Be you. Be 100% you. And that's all I got, Greg.
Awesome, guys. So we'll see you next week. Thanks for joining us, and check us out at the Battleground.
Until next time, do us a favor. Share this podcast with a fellow contractor and let them know we are here to win the fight together.